With the dawning of a new year, most persons have set goals they want to achieve during the 12-month period, labeling them resolutions. But while it's easy to put things down on paper, it's another thing to follow through as the year goes by. Sarah Chang has been a certified life coach for over 4 years, after being trained by New Ventures West, based in San Francisco in the United States. She says growth is rooted in a person's level of awareness, especially in their thoughts and feelings. Once a person becomes self-aware, a sense of empowerment and understanding is achieved, which then helps with making the necessary changes to one's life for the better.
One of the methods that I utilize in coaching is employing and inviting my clients to become aware of their practices and to perhaps invite new practices into their daily life. Our whole lives are made up of practices. We have a practice of hygiene. We have a practice of eating. But when you start to develop your awareness and to develop your presence about what your current practices are, what is working and what is not working, and then employing new practices,
personal growth can be measured by utilizing self-reflective exercises, where a person asks themselves specific questions, noticing changes in the body, and being aware of thoughts. Ms. Chang says controlling the chatter within one's mind by understanding the quality of the thoughts being produced, whether positive or negative, is also important for achieving personal goals.
Just being aware of, like, what is that mind chatter? Where is that leading you to? How is that making you feel? It's all integrated. If you have mind chatter that tells you that you're failing, then you're going to feel bad about yourself and you're probably going to want to lay around in your bed all the time.
Another essential part of achieving personal goals is having a good support system, which Ms. Chang says is a good marker of motivated and empowered individuals. We caught up with some Jamaicans who shared their personal goals for the new year.
I just want to live right for Christ in 2017. I just want to sing in a Jesus love. Because only Him can save us right now.
To pass my driver's test and get my driver's license to get my car.
To own my new home.
I would like to improve my living ability. I haven't got a home for myself, so I'd like to see if I can achieve one and move on with my life with a own business because I cannot even get a job right now.
I want to do well in my CAPE examinations and I want to be accepted into medical school.
I want some money.
One of the hardest parts of achieving goals is starting them. A good place to start is by assessing the year before in terms of what worked, what was achieved, and the contrary.
And if I could achieve these goals, what would that look like? What would that feel like? What, you know, try to actually envision yourself achieving whatever goal it is you've set out for yourself. One goal, two goals, three goals. I think it's important to keep it pretty simple, as even just having one goal is going to be very layered.
Ms. Chang says it is crucial to make a conscious effort to use the right practices, feelings, and thoughts to achieve your goal. She also suggests planning and envisioning the feeling you are trying to attain from the goal being sought after.
I know a lot of people, our goals start to become, okay, I want to make this much money. I want to lose this many pounds. You know, there are pretty stereotypical New Year's resolutions. I want to go to the gym 4 days a week. And it's like, okay, well, do you go to the gym at all now? Okay, but why? Why don't you go to the gym? There's reasons behind it. And how then can you put in practices in your day-to-day life that will allow you to achieve that goal?
Certified Life Coach Sarah Chang. Have a happy and healthy new year.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. As you cook and bake, put several items in the oven at the same time. Just make sure there's room for heat to circulate. Check on dishes through the oven window. Opening the oven door lowers the temperature, which increases preparation time. If you have a microwave or toaster oven, use it for smaller tasks such as reheating. Conserve while cooking and baking this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.